Hello, and welcome to Iacon Underground Radio for the week of July 19th, 2024. I'm Jen.
And I'm David. And this time, because it's a TFCon special post-show presentation, we have a guest.
We do.
Hello, I am a guest. my name's Rosetta. Hello, people.
Yeah, so for those of us, anybody who ran into us at TFCon, Rosetta was hanging out with us. She was one of our hotel roommates. So, we are going to run through some quick news, and then we are going to talk TFCon Toronto. I will start with some news.
Thankfully, there wasn't much.
Yeah, not a lot of news over the last couple weeks, just little things here and there. So apparently, they are saying that adults are officially the largest market for toys now, which is something that has been sort of discussed a little bit here and there for a while, talking about the market share getting bigger and bigger, but now adults are officially the largest percentage of toy buyers.
And that's not just like for Transformers, that's all toys?
Yeah, and that includes, I think a lot of it is probably that includes, like, collectible card games.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely going to skew the market. Well, yeah. I mean, Pokemon is cards are mostly for kids, but, like, yeah, the Magic the Gathering, that throws it.
I know a lot of people, the whole, like, of course you're going to have, adults are acting like kids and it's terrible. I think the real problem, and this is a me thing, is that we are encouraging young people to spend all of their money on digital goods that they do not actually own.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is kind of the end result of a trend we've seen since the 90s, if I've heard correctly, because video games have always just kind of won out a kid's attention.
Hmm. Yeah, and I think it's getting worse and worse now that there's tablets, and now that a lot of these, I mean, at least back in the even Game Boy game days, you'd buy a cartridge, and there you go, you got your game.
Yeah.
And now they have all the your Fortnite and all your free-to-play stuff, and it's just, I don't even think that younger adults understand that, like, digital goods are not things that you actually own. You're just kind of renting it.
Yeah. And I say that as a younger adult who's probably spent too much on digital things. But also, yeah.
Steam sales are dangerous to all of us.
Terrifying.
But just, like, cosmetics in Fortnite are not a thing that you actually own. It's just, That really, it bugs me because nobody really benefits from that except corporations, because they don't actually even have to provide you with a real good.
Yeah, just like,
and I just,
a skin.
Yeah, I just think it's sad to have young people not appreciating this stuff. You know, I've got my younger coworker who I've brought up a few times who, you know, I got the very nice recent 4K limited edition release of Crimson Peak, which is one of my favorite movies. And I was being all excited about this, and he was like, nobody buys physical media anymore. I was like, and that's a problem, actually.
It is. I like getting Blu-rays when I want to get a movie. It's like, it's just nice to have, even without the actual benefits of actually owning your media, it's, like, just nice to have on your shelf.
Yeah, and, you know, they can, you hear sometimes about things, like, disappearing from people's digital libraries because of some rights thing, even if they've paid for it. I think there was something recently with, like, Discovery Channel content on the PlayStation Store just disappearing out from under people, even though they had paid for it because of some. So it's, yeah, I don't like the idea that young people are being taught that digital goods are a worthwhile use of your money.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of digital goods not being a worthwhile use of your money, They released more information about the Overwatch 2 Transformers collaboration. I don't know if you guys looked this up, but
yes,
this
I did,
stuff's
because
expensive.
I know, because, like, I actually downloaded the game. I figured, okay, maybe I'll mess around with it. Maybe I'll get a skin or two, or get a bundle if it's cheaper. And then the prices came out, and it's like, I should uninstall this, but then I just went to TFCon.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean,
holy crow.
As a former World of Warcraft addict, I am still not over the Snacks Rammus snack shop in the, like, Blizzard World level back in Overwatch 1, but it's called Snacks Rammus, David.
Snacks, Snacks Rammus.
It's a
like
solid, Snacks
Rammus,
I know,
but a snack.
I actually did get the Lich King and stuff. It's a decent gag.
But, yeah, it's nice art and all, but I'm not a first-person shooter person. I'm definitely not a PvP person.
Yeah.
Apparently, Overwatch 2 has had a lot of issues with basically this sort of thing. So getting the full set of skins is, like, $50.
I thought it was, like, more than that.
It might be more than that, but it's literally, like, the cost of buying an actual game.
I think, what? Maybe it was like 60, because like
it might have been.
You
60.
Have to buy like set numbers of points
it
to use in
much.
Game, and you can't just buy one. You have to buy the biggest one and a basic one. So it's like 60 yeah. bucks or something.
Yeah, it's too much, and it's not worth it. It's again, it's digital goods that you don't actually own. You know, when sometimes you're like, I have too much stuff, I should sell some of this stuff, and then you sell it and people give you money for it.
You can't
no
do
one's
it
ever
with
giving
the
you money.
Bits.
Well, that's what NFTs were supposed to be. No.
No.
Yeah, that was cute.
That was very dumb.
That was cute.
But yeah, I knew they were probably going to be expensive. I didn't realize how ridiculously expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to justify, like, even if I was already playing the game and liked it, full price equivalent of a game just for some skins.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I know, World of Warcraft was dabbling with in-game cosmetic items back in the day, and even that was not, it was like maybe $10 for a super fancy helmet or something, and even that was like, no, I'm gonna go buy lunch instead.
I did get a couple of those, or some of those things, like in a sale once, like an anniversary or something, for like half off. I didn't remember what they were. Well, mostly I was getting mounts.
I might have gotten some of the charity pets. Might have gotten some of the charity pets.
Oh, yes, yes. I got charity pets like twice, I think.
But this is not as. Yeah, it's
no,
ridiculous.
It's cool looking skins, yes, but not worth, too much.
But also, yeah, not a PvP shooter person, so.
No.
Speaking of things dying. So, we have pictures, and apparently they've also been found in stock at Targets, of the Brawn and Ratchet, equivalent of the battle-damaged Ironhide and Prowl that they did.
Yes.
So yeah, if you look, I put a link in the show notes, but the the stock photos. I kind of feel like at this point the people selling this stuff are just like
they're having way too much fun with
into
this.
It. Yeah, there's definitely like them falling over with blast effects coming out of them, and it's pretty great.
I love that Braun has the not quite shoulder wound.
Yeah, yeah. There was someone in the fandom ages ago who like had a whole thing about how that wound shouldn't have killed Braun because he's supposed to be extra strong, and I need to track him down.
Okay, but
well,
Megatron had control of Cybertron, which meant he could power his guns enough to actually kill people now. There's your justification.
There you go.
I always preferred the theory that that's where Braun's spark is, in his shoulder.
That's also possible. Man, just the one with the ratchet with the blast effect. It's not okay, man. It's not okay. Ratchet's too good for that. So that is a thing that you can buy to go with your Battle Damage, Ironhide, and Prowl, and dead Optimus Prime, and various other things.
How many dead Optimus Primes have they made now?
Super 7 did one. I think it's Super 7 did one and Hasbro did one. I don't know if anyone else.
I think there's a masterpiece of dying Optimus Prime.
That's possible. Masterpiece does a lot of crazy stuff. It's too many. It's not okay.
I'm surprised they made even one.
So we also finally got a reveal of the Studio Series 86 Commander Class Optimus Prime. He looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I personally never got around to getting the Siege or the Earthrise ones, so I got this one on pre-order, along with that reissue Ilyana Rasputin that was recently made available. He looks good. The leaked photo of him playing the piano was pretty great.
You made the backpack look even worse than it actually is.
Yeah, you can only do so much. The colors look good. He's got a little roller. He's got a nice box art by Marcelo Matere. Just looks good.
Yeah.
Looks like good stuff. Definitely like your sort of ultimate Optimus Prime. I guess we will have to see if the head that Shockwave comes with, the comics Shockwave comes with, will also fit onto him. But
I hope so.
Yeah. I think he's good. He's got little blasty things so you can have him lifting off. We will see if Toy Hacks does some stickers to give him Ramjet in his grill. Or Dirge, or whichever one that is.
Ramjet. It was Toast.
No, it was Toast. But yeah, looks good. There have also been pictures of the Starseeker Road Pig, who looks like a good companion to the Road Rocket that they did last year. Love some G2 appreciation.
Yes.
All right, I didn't actually look at the transform mode. Ooh, he looks nasty. Well, because he's the junkie on, like,
yeah. One. Well, he was, me and my motorcycle background, he was like a Goldwing style of bike in G2.
It's a very ninja-looking head.
The whole saying Transformers on the side of his gas tank is a little odd. But otherwise, yeah, I think I would like his motorcycle mode a lot more if it actually had the, like, Goldwing front cowling, I want to say it is. I don't think that's actually what it's called. But the whole front end with that touring style of bike. But yeah, the head does look different. Good. The head looks real good. I'll probably pick him up because I love me some G2. There is a whole bunch of Hasbro stuff going on at San Diego Comic-Con in a couple weeks. I guess that's actually next weekend as we're recording this. Just looking at the press release on it, and I like the Hasbro booth experiential area. Yeah. The Hasbro booth will feature an experiential area that will include fan engagement opportunities and fun activities featuring fan-favorite Hasbro brands.
What?
Oh boy, I love fan engagement opportunities.
What does this entail, actually?
That is weird marketing speak, indeed.
Yeah, that is extremely marketing speak. This is written by people who don't talk to normal people. They just only talk to other
corporations. People
in suits in the office. Yeah. But also, I like the Hasbro Pulse fan streaming studio, which there's going to be some kind of exclusive video streaming from the booth by a guy from Toy Hunter. I like that it mentions it's available for fans 18 plus on the Hasbro Pulse YouTube channel, which I'm sure is one of those things, like, when I upload Inhumanoids and I mark that it is not for children because that is a trap. I assume that's something where if you say that it's, like, all ages, then there's some sort of content weirdness with YouTube because they're like that. But just saying that it's 18 plus absolutely makes it sound like there's going to be inappropriate stuff going on.
Well, on YouTube, I think it was because there was YouTube Kids, which may still exist, and it's a whole bizarre thing.
Yeah, it does, and my sister, who has two children, has informed me that is almost entirely white supremacist Minecraft streamers.
Excuse me?
I mean, I know there were weird Minecraft streamers, but...
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah, she had to ask me to find some recommendations for Minecraft streamers who are not actually indoctrinating children into the Nazi party.
VTubers!
So that's a thing. Yeah, I found some recommendations for her. They will have Arif S. Kitchen and Frank Todaro there, which is fun. Also, apparently, Sergeant Slaughter. So that's cool.
Okay.
Paramount will be doing a Transformers 1 panel, so that sounds like fun.
That actually could be interesting. Sorry.
Yeah, that could have some interesting stuff. Give me just a second. Yeah. I have to remove a cat from my desk before it disconnects my microphone. Anyway, they like to get up on my desk and rub up against my microphone until the cable wiggles and everything collapses.
Yeah, as cats do.
They have fun.
As they do. So yeah, Thursday there's going to be a Transformers 1 panel. Friday there is going to be a Skybound panel about the comics. And then a Hasbro panel on Friday as well. So yeah, next weekend, just pay attention to the official Hasbro streams. And there should be a lot of fun news coming out. There are the exclusives we mentioned before with the Ugly Breakup 2-pack.
Oh, yes.
The Fractured Friendship.
Oh, yes, like, that one.
That's an ugly breakup.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I started reading the Aligned Continuity novels just this week, and there's no story about the beginning of the war that's not just extremely gay. Like, this is, like, even War Dawn, the G1 story, was like, Orion Pax is like, gee, that flying guy sure seems neat. It's like,
yeah.
What?
Orion knows what he likes.
Yeah.
I would say it kind of had to be back in G1 because everyone was a dude, but they specifically made female robots for that episode.
Yeah, there was Ariel was in that episode.
Yeah.
And yet he was all into Megatron.
So yes, the, quote, Fractured Friendship set. There is that Death's Head figure. Mm-hmm. And also Yolo Park is doing some Transformers 1 model kits, and Super 7 has some fun reaction stuff with the Grimlock and their prototype Unicron figure in, like, actual little boxes.
Ooh.
So those should be cool. And there's probably going to be a lot of odds and ends. Like, I think Loungefly had some stuff last year. Probably some of the licensees are going to do some fun stuff like that.
Loungefly just sounds like the weirdest Waspinator redeco.
Is he like a lounge singer?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Or is he just wearing, like, something?
Is he just got, like, sweatpants on? He's just hanging out.
Well, I was thinking about, like, a lounge singer.
So he's not wearing loungewear, like pajamas.
No, no, I wasn't thinking. Although Big Lebowski Waspinator would work, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, regular Lebowski, not Big Lebowski. Anyway, I need to rewatch that movie.
Quick rundown. In stores showing up now. Everyone's saying that Transformers 1 toys are showing up, especially at Target.
Not here. I mean, there's shelf space.
My Target...
I thought I saw one at TFCon.
Maybe.
My Target had a one-step Wheeljack that I'm pretty certain was there a week ago in Earthspark packaging.
Mm.
Like, it was weird because it was it's like just a repackage. It's like he was already there, but now he's in one packaging. The Brawn and Ratchet Get Murdered pack is showing up at Target. The Everybody Teams Up on Cliff Jumper 4-pack.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing at TFCon, like, that was out and somebody had gotten
yes,
it.
Yes, with the shock. Tarn, the Squeeze Play. Yeah. I can say Cancer, because that's his Japanese name. The... I guess prototype colors Tarantulas and poor Prime Cliff Jumper about to get his ass handed
Why
to him again.
Why was Prime Cliff Jumper added to it?
You need an Autobot.
Did you though?
Somebody's got to be the one getting beat yeah. up.
Well, also it's a prequel to like when we get a mass market retail version of like Dark Energon Zombie Cliff Jumper.
Oh,
I just really liked the
which
set
hasn't been
they
announced,
did.
But like people are hoping.
I like the set they did last year that was three literal insects and then gold bug.
Yep.
And they're like,
it's a great
it's
set.
A bug.
It's a bug.
It's a bug. Bug yeah. enough.
And I don't know if it's shown up. Well, presumably it's shown up other way. The Target exclusive Optimus Prime that comes with Ravage redecoed as a dog.
Oh, yeah. I've seen a few of those.
Okay. I just saw it today and it's like, I was shocked. Oh, it's out.
I did see it. I did see it last week, so okay. yeah.
Again, I saw a few Avengers with it at TFCon.
Oh, I missed that.
That, too. But yes, here in the States, that is showing up at Target. Those red balls are solid concrete, Prime. You be real careful where you're throwing that. Also, the art on the side of him petting Bullseye is really, really cute.
Yeah, it's very cute, but I didn't think I needed it today, despite the fact that I bought other things. But...
So, that is our roundup of all that stuff. So, our main discussion this week is TFCon Toronto.
Yay!
Woo!
So...
Which, let's see how long this episode goes.
Yeah! I will let y'all lead on this, because I am... Honestly, again, my sleep schedule is still getting back to its usual
yeah.
screwed up state after being kind of normal for a weekend.
I think I got a full night's sleep last night, but like 5 days in a row of not complete sleep was not helpful, but
yeah,
may have helped my euphoria at the con.
Yeah.
I tried to write up notes of a day-by-day breakdown, at least what I remembered, but y'all, was this the gayest place on Earth?
Yes.
It's gotten real gay. It's gotten... I'm reminded a little bit of shortly after Animated.
Was
Animated
that also
brought
pretty gay
a
period?
Lot of young women into the fandom.
I mean,
largely
the fandom
because they
then?
Came on after Teen Titans, because they had a lot of the same creative folks. And like Aaron Archer at one point, who, you know, I've mentioned that I've been talking to since he was just one of the design team people hanging out at Wizard World at the Hasbro booth. So he was like, there are a lot of women here this year. And I was like, yeah, there are. And now there are a lot of gay people at these conventions. It's
most
just
of the gayness in Transformers
now,
I know of is the post IDW.
I love seeing
gay
the
stuff.
Fandom,
yeah,
like,
yeah that's what we're still on the rising crest of. Did we lose Jen?
Jen?
I'm the one who got disconnected. That's cool.
She's still there, but she's not saying anything.
Oh, geez.
That's different. Usually, when we lose audio, it's a full disconnect.
Jen?
It's okay. We'll just keep going for a bit and hope she comes back.
Okay, so... Yeah, no, it was a very gay convention, like...
Yeah, I kind of, like... I did expect it to a degree, as has IDW, and how the fandom has been growing and mixing and changing over the past decade. But wow, like... I honestly cannot... I don't think I've ever been in any place that was that LGBTQ plus friendly.
Yeah, I... Yeah. Yeah, no, it's... Like... It felt nice.
It was very good. It was healthy. It was happy. Everybody was having a fun time. starting the first night just running into so many people, which partially is the advantage I have found. Like, it was a great con, but I would recommend finding your own Jen who has been in the fandom forever and knows everyone.
Yeah, yeah, so would I. I'm glad that we were in the same room.
Yes.
Yeah, it was... I mean, the thing is...
Jen. Where did you go?
My Wi-Fi decided that it didn't feel like Wi-Fi-ing for a minute there. I genuinely don't know what happened to my network connection. It just...
Yeah, it was weird, because, like, you didn't actually disconnect, you just... stopped.
Well, as far as I saw, it disconnected, and like my Wi-Fi network was not actually showing up, and
your name was still there, and there was no ding ding. So, anyway,
it was worrying. Anyway, so
it
yes,
was very gay.
Yeah, it was very gay, and it's been great watching that happen. But yeah, I know a lot of people. People who have come to BotCon with me have been like, wow, you know everyone here. And TFCon is the same. So yeah, it's...
Yeah. It was very nice fun. Having you as a tour guide in a way.
I like doing that. I like the idea of being a fandom elder so that I can be the one at the gate kicking the gate open.
Unfortunately.
And saying,
yes,
everyone can come in. It's like the power fantasy for open RPGs where you just want to help everybody.
Yeah. Mm. Unfortunately, I tried to sleep at a reasonable hour, so I couldn't go drinking with any of you and see and meet people.
Well,
that
we
way.
Really didn't, which is admittedly a thing I wanted to... One of the things I wanted to do that didn't happen, we didn't, like, stay up late at the bars because we're kind of getting old.
Well, I think it's partly that we're getting old, and I think it's partly that the bar closed at midnight.
Okay, fair point.
That was... I had one drink all weekend because I was already, like...
Just the first night.
Yeah, I had one, I think, Friday or Saturday night. But yeah, I think the bar closing at midnight, that's a choice that they chose to make. I know most of the conventions I've been to, it's usually open till about 2 or so.
Yeah, 1 or 2.
And it's usually just local regulations, but... Mm-hmm. And
Canadian is different.
I did get the impression that the hotel staff was a little tired of us, so I don't know how that's going to pan out.
I don't think we were that bad. Like, compared to anime conventions I've been to,
compared to other Transformers conventions I've been to, we were really not all that bad.
Yeah.
But apparently they used to have karaoke, which I regret missing.
I mean, we probably would have been a problem if there was karaoke, but oh, that would have been so much fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did a room sale on Friday night after the auction, which...
Yes, which, thank you for mentioning that, Jen. I was thinking about not doing that, but then I did bring toys all in boxes still.
Yeah.
And that did very well for me.
Yeah, it's kind of a, like, combination yard sale and room party.
Yeah.
So people come up and they, you know, they hang out. I was really surprised at how many people showed up.
Well, I was thinking it was going to be more just yard sale feel as opposed to, oh, half these people Jen already knows. Or they're people we become friends with over the rest of the weekend.
Everybody there is already, like, everybody there is friends, whether you are friends who know each other already or whether you're friends who have not yet met.
That is more a thing, like, it's even more of a feel like than the BotCon I did go. It's, like, so different from anime cons in that, like, okay, we're all there for anime and to be friends and all kinds of stuff, but we're all there specifically for Transformers. So many different continuities of Transformers, but all in one big, happy, gay house.
And we all love Transformers, even if it's not the continuity we like.
Yeah.
I think a lot of why it's maintained its queerness to the level it has is that people came in with more than meets the eye and then they discovered the other parts.
Yes.
You know, that was good on board, and people have stuck around because they've discovered maybe they really like G1, maybe they like Prime. Maybe they like the Marvel comics, you know.
Maybe they like BotBots.
Yeah, I like BotBots. Everybody should like BotBots a lot. It's the best.
Yeah, are we just going to do a random thing or like break down our by day stuff?
If you want a breakdown by day, honestly,
I have a breakdown by day list.
Most of the breakdown by day I have been doing has been going in like my journal. So,
yeah, I meant to write things down during it, but I like referring to the schedule and photos to remind myself about what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, our trip was like first Jen had to pick me up at Barnes & Noble and give me a big hug.
Mm-hmm. And then you said I was small.
You are. I knew you were short because, like, I'd seen you at one convention in the past. I didn't realize how short. It was shockingly short.
Very
then
short.
Then we had a good the long ride with the North Star podcast, and you jump scared me with Simon Furman. Then,
as it turns out, we actually met Simon Furman at the bar
when we finally got there.
Simon Furman rode a big run at the end of Alpha Flight, and then went on to do. See. I'm going to guess. So part of the concern in the podcast was that the North Star Limited series, while being a fun read, did not really go into like it. It, for one thing, it took a previous relationship that had been very heavily hinted as being like a older man kind of gay relationship. And made it, like, explicitly platonic. And the thing is, I like Simon a lot. I may be his gay friend. Like, I'm not sure he... I feel like it's entirely possible that the subtext went over his head in what was established before. I mean, I like him, but I do not consider him to be someone who is, like, familiar with that culture. He's
even just like asking him to write a romance comic, I would not imagine you'd want that.
God, no, I could not imagine
out of
that.
His wheelhouse.
Yeah, that's not what he's there for. What he's there for is to write about a team called Weapon Prime who have names like Killspree.
Yeah, oh, the names he invented were pretty damn good. So Thursday was just us traveling up there. We got there. I ordered poutine, which made the waiter frown.
Which is weird, because it's on the menu.
It actually wasn't on the menu then. They added it for,
I'm kind of wondering,
but, like, on the menu we got that night, it wasn't there.
My initial feeling was that it was like we had asked him to, like, perform some traditional dance for the tourists. But I think it may have been because it was on the convention schedule. I think that may have marked us as one of those convention people.
Oh, quite possibly. It was really good poutine, though, and I gave a decent tip.
It was good. We ran into Simon Furman. We ran into Andrew Griffith.
We ran into Andrew. He only introduced himself as Andrew. And my brain was like, shit, I know I follow your face on Twitter, but I can't remember your damn last name. Yeah. I'm pretty sure you're an artist. But I didn't want to guess that night because I was also tired. I didn't want to make an ass of myself.
But we got that sorted out.
Yeah. Also, it's like I couldn't... It's like, Manticore? No, that's wrong. Griffin! Yes. Griffin. There we go. Yeah, so anyway, Friday... Well, I didn't get shit worth sleep on the first night. And I was already awake when Rose called and I had to go down and pick her up in the lobby. And then immediately fall back to sleep.
At, like, before 7 a.m.
Yeah, yes. So early.
It was a good... But then we got to slowly wake up and go out. And Toys R Us still exist in Canada.
Yes. They do.
That,
shocking us.
And they're not, like... they kind of still exist here in, like...
Well, in that they brought some back as, like, a novelty.
Like, a horrible, nonsense. Like, parading its corpse
shambling
around
corpse.
In a Weekend at Bernie's scenario.
No, this was an actual working, nice Toys R Us with Squishmallows of Godzilla.
Yes, which I had to actually hunt down for my nephews over Christmas, so...
And there was just a bin of them.
Just bins of
bins
them.
Bins full.
So
I had to get some because before I'm a Transformers fan, I'm a Godzilla fan. I'm a bigger Transformers fan, but Godzilla comes first.
I was impressed by the selection of toys at that Toys R Us. Mm. I think there was a Code Red there, and there was just like a bunch of stuff. Like a lot of weird Star Wars stuff. Not that I'm collecting Star
Wars. Not enough Transformers, though.
An okay amount.
There was an okay amount, but...
So yeah, I was impressed by the Toys R Us.
Not as much as they should have had, considering we were coming through. Well, I guess we could skip over Jollibee, although Jollibee was one thing I wanted to go to.
Oh, God, I have my Jollibee story.
Jollibee, there was an issue with Jollibee? Food delivery time? The food itself, when we finally got it, was good.
I think they had to just, like, boil the spaghetti noodles from scratch.
Yes.
As they were ordered.
It was weird that spaghetti took forever. What the hell?
And then they gave me a mango peach pie as compensation. I'm allergic to mango.
Yes, well...
An attempt was made.
Side note, the mango peach pie thing is really delicious. If you're not allergic...
Yeah,
I'm glad you liked it.
It's good.
Glad someone ate it.
So then we did roll into the con and got our stuff and
do
things.
Do not leave aero bars in a hot car.
Yes, we found that out too.
Yeah, I've learned that lesson previously, but I meant to get it into the cooler that was still in the back of my car with the leftover ice, and it did not make it into the cooler, and that was deeply unfortunate.
I'm surprised, like, how liquid it turned in the bag.
It was like a waterbed. It was like a waterbed in there. Yeah. It was bad.
It did not leak out of the bag, though, at least.
Yeah, so that was good.
Yeah, and we had fun at a bunch of panels, like the first ones were the Secrets of the Ninja Transformers.
That was really fun.
Panel that gets 100 ninja powers. Yeah. That was a really good panel to start with, because it was just
fun,
entertaining and funny.
Yeah. Ninja consultant.
And there were some really obscure ninjas in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he covered everything that was even tangentially ninja in Transformers, including Brave Series robots that are not Transformers, but...
Oh, Volfog? Did they talk about Volfog?
Yeah, he covered Volfog.
I think I missed that part. I, like, needed to step away for a minute. That's pretty great, because I love Volfog. He's a ninja.
And we must maintain our joy in collecting. Remember the C-Sack?
I'll be honest, I kind of zoned out of that panel, because I was... wanting food, but yes, I remember the C-Sack.
Vangelis did mention on Blue Sky that he is going to be actually adding some post-production to that one before he posts it, but he will be posting that on YouTube.
Oh, good. Yeah, I think, I don't know if all the panels were recorded, but most of them were.
Yeah.
To be uploaded somewhere. And then, I forget what else we did.
We did the auction.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just trying to remember if there's anything before that.
Comic artists. Milne, Griffith, and Ramondelli.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they did a panel.
Yeah, and I got to ask them what they wanted their legacy to be in 50 to 100 years.
Oh, yes, that was a good question.
I think
Who was it?
Sorry, I think...
Didn't, like, one of them later, when we met him, says, like, I wish I had said, like, I haven't done it yet?
I had Milne say that to me. I don't know if you were there when that was, but... But also, Milne was, I believe, was the one who asked, can it be a miniseries, or does it have to be a single issue?
Yeah, he wanted to do later. It's like, hey, answer the question.
He was thinking real hard about that one.
Yeah. just one issue.
Just one.
I mean, just imagine if he'd asked, like, which page. It's like, the whole issue.
I was tempted to ask, okay, what a single image 500 years from now is going to be your Mona Lisa?
I mean, well, maybe next con.
No, that's too mean. Sorry.
Then we got to the charity auction.
It would be pipes getting stepped on.
Yeah, that's probably it.
The charity auction was super fun. That Deathsaurus, the HasLab Deathsaurus, didn't it go for like over $600?
The second one, yeah.
Yeah.
The first one was...
A raffle prize,
almost 500 or something? Oh, the raffle prize. Oh, that's why. Yeah, it's like, I should have bid for something at the auction. I should have bid early, because the second half is like, nothing I really want.
I got a quill fire.
I got Evolution Armada Megatron.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was, I mean, it was a lot of fun. It was auction style, so it was real engaging. There was one thing up there that I had really wanted that I got outbid on, which was the UK Headmasters DVD set. And then the next day, the person who had bought it said he had actually thought that it was all three of the series and not just one. So he had paid $80 for it, and he offered it to me for $40. And honestly, I didn't have change for a 50, so I just told him to keep the change for a 50, because that was a good deal.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to have that. I know I have, you know, rips of them that I found online somewhere a while back.
But again, physical media.
Get physical media on your shelf.
Also, I do actually have a region-free DVD player hooked up to an old CRT TV, so I can watch
lucky.
It. I can watch things as they were intended, but I, you know, it helps to have the actual physical disc. I don't have a good way at this point to, I don't have a DAC to connect my laptop up to the CRTs and get it in the proper 4:3 aspect ratio. So yeah, that was something I was hoping to find while I was there. So that was pretty exciting. And then we had a room sale.
Room sale, like I said, it was
party vibes. I was really happy with how it went, because I have not done one of those before. I've gone to them before, but I haven't done one.
That's very much like next time if I come to Baltimore with you, or just next year. Yes, first night room sale to make cash to buy more toys.
Yeah, at the last TFCon I went to, I did have the jump scare of going to room sales, and one of them was Pete Sinclair's.
Well, just I don't think we're going to get that archon.
Nope.
I am like, sorry.
That was unfortunate. It went really well. That gave me a big chunk of spending money to take to the next day when the dealer room opened.
Yes.
Like, Saturday, I think, is when I bought most of the stuff, mostly in the morning. Like, we probably shouldn't. We probably could have waited another hour to go to the dealer's room. It was so crowded and warm.
It was really crowded and really stuffy. So I know I brought a mask. I probably should have put that on earlier, but
yeah, I should have put it on like before we got there.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it till we. Thankfully, I had it on me. I put it on after I was in there like 5 minutes. It's like, oh no, I do not want anything bad.
Yeah,
which thankfully I tested today. I'm a negative. Other than a little bit of sore throat, I haven't really had any problems.
I've still got a bit of a headache and wobbliness that I was complaining about during the con, but it hasn't been fine.
Well, that might have just been, like, dehydration, even though we were trying to drink a lot. It's like, by, like, Sunday, I was wobbly a couple times and was starting to get headaches.
And there's still the classic con crud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is not COVID, but is still not great.
Yeah, I got it, like, as soon as I got in the hotel, so maybe I got it on the plane.
Oh, that could be. That could be.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, it was a crush in there. One of the first things I got, I think I got one or two little things first, but one of the first big things I got was a sealed ninjas from Botsmaster.
Yes.
First we got the clenches, I think.
I picked up Clench. I actually picked up Clench for Headmaster Don from RFC.
Yeah, what is it called? Clutch on the box?
Something
anyway,
I can never keep track of third-party names.
It's Clench. We know who it is.
Yeah.
We know who it is.
It's a redeco remold of their, Armada Prime.
Yeah.
Naval Commander is their Armada Prime.
You know, our planet
just without
isn't
the
a jam.
Trailer.
Yeah.
And missing his hands and extra head. But yes, we're wandering around in the way on the back wall. You saw ninjas from Robot Master.
They had, from Bots Master, they had ninjas and ZZ Zoolander, who actually I had back in the 90s. I had, of course, the main character, because you gotta get the main character. But my favorite part was that obviously this had been priced by a friend of the guy running the table, because he looked at it and he was like, $80, and clearly did not want to live in a world where that was a reasonable price.
That's probably like the actual price that it would go for on eBay. It's just like, who's actually going to buy a Botsmaster toy, let alone for $80?
Yes, a friend of ours confirmed that that was actually a reasonable going price based on eBay recent sales. But he offered 50, and I was like, it's still kind of early. And then he said 40, and I was like, okay, fine. So
I wonder if he sold the other Botsmaster
toy. That's a good question. I should have checked in on that before we left. That was, you know, lots of... I had a bunch of money to throw around. The art room was great. Yes, I went to the art room, got a Bravern pin, which was really cool.
Yes, you were eager to show that off.
Lots of stickers.
So many stickers.
You said, and I think maybe you did, I should have the last day gone back to the art room and just used all my... Toonie tokens to get me more stickers and keychains.
All your remaining Canada bucks. All your remaining Canuck bucks.
But I somehow did not have time on Sunday to do that.
So I had gotten...
Also, I should have got more business cards in there.
I got a new water bottle to take with me, specifically so I would have one that fit into the bottle pocket in my backpack that's normally for my big coffee tumbler. And I decided to just buy stickers for it while I was there. So it is now covered in stickers from the art room. And
of Starscream, right?
Yes. It's a bunch of different ones. I did get a Starscream sticker, but I don't think I've put that one on anything yet. Hmm. That one I'm holding in reserve. I think I may actually need to just redo all the stickers on my laptop this week. But yeah, there was a panel on T1 Comics, Bob Budiansky and Simon Furman. I like that they really seem to have gotten used to being on panels together now, because they were like picking on each other and giving each other time limits. And
they did seem to have running gags. I like the time limit thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is cute. It's like, you can only talk for so long about your thing, then it's my turn.
Yes.
Sometimes necessary with how much they have to say.
We did the usual convention stuff on Saturday, and then Saturday evening was the Slurpee run.
Yes.
So that was...
Which was very impromptu. Did we just see a flyer or something?
Well, Zodberg had told me about it ahead of time. Oh, yeah.
Zodberg told you, and then we ran into Goober.
And then, there were flyers for it, because the time had actually, they decided to move the schedule up an hour, and that worked out really well. And yeah, that was super fun. A bunch of us, apparently 69 of us, went down to...
I checked the video, and they only said 67, unfortunately.
That might have been not counting themselves.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So that might have been then when they counted themselves, it was 69 total.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm going to say that's what it is.
69 is better story anyway.
Yes. Yeah. But we walked about, it's like a kilometer and a half or something. But we walked down to...
It wasn't that far, but it took the whole thing was like almost 90 minutes.
Yeah. That included lining up and everybody going in and getting Slurpees. And
which took a while.
It did remind me a lot of the big group stuff that Ouija used to do back in the day, except with a lot more organization and respect for property
and people.
Yeah.
Civilians.
Well, because they've been doing that for years and it's just more people each year.
Yeah. We went and got Slurpees. They handed out, they had commemorative stickers for it, and one of those stickers got a place of honor on my water bottle. It was a lot of fun. There's music, there was a Matrix being passed around, there was a picture of Stan Lee on a pole.
There was
Stan Bush on a pole.
Stan Bush on a pole.
Balloon swords.
Stan Lee on a pole.
There were balloon swords. It was super fun.
Yeah. Rewinding a bit, because I'm remembering one of my highlights of the day.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to get dinner at A&W when yes. I got a text saying, oh, hey, by the way, you won the silent auction. You need to come back here in 20
right,
minutes.
Yes. We were just about pulling into A&W when you got the text.
And I'm like, shit, we have to turn around.
Fortunately,
we have 10 minutes to get back.
Fortunately, the A&W was like 2 kilometers down the street.
Yeah,
so.
It wasn't a big deal, and I got a G1 hot rod out of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
The 2018 reissue.
Nice. Yeah, that is, that toy holds up. That toy holds up pretty well.
It has set my standards for G1 toys too high.
Probably.
He even has the thing I always wanted a Transformers toy to have in my childhood. A molded interior.
Yes.
So good.
What is this fussing I'm hearing? These cats are fussing. They are talking to me. So yeah, it was Saturday night was a lot of fun. There was a lot of hanging around. Just didn't want to go to bed. But that's kind of how it always is. You gotta eventually drag yourself away from everybody to go to bed.
But I kind of wish, like, Saturday night, maybe we tried to stay up and get drunk. Well, wouldn't have been that late in the bar, because the bar closes early, but...
Midnight? That's ridiculous. That's no time.
Yeah.
I do like... Because part of the problem with BotCon during the Fun Pub years, I found out that apparently they, like, would put the guests in a different hotel.
Huh.
Just like, why would you do that except because you have so much disdain for your attendees and you assume that your guests must have equal disdain for your attendees?
Yeah, no, that was one of the highlights of this con, was just randomly running into the various guests. Like, I encountered Jim Sorensen so many times.
Yeah.
Yeah, just hanging out.
Yeah.
Lots of people just hanging out in the lobby, lots of guests just hanging out in the bar. And, it was, I think my voice is going.
Saturday is when me and Jen picked up art we'd commissioned from Alex Mill.
Yes.
And, well, wandered up and down the artist row there.
I have it framed now, and I just like to picture myself holding this framed picture of Mike Saunders the 13th, like Wolverine, and that meme.
Isn't Saturday also when we disappointed Milne in your tastes in music?
Yes! We were standing in line, and I said something about not liking Linkin Park, and he was just so...
He had such a sad little thing.
It's like, never talk to me again.
Well, then, because you immediately also, like, were talking up punk or Morrissey.
Yes, right after that, I was like, I'm more of a Morrissey person. And he was like, oh, like Roberts.
Oh, one of them.
Well, then the next day, I was complimenting his t-shirts, which were, like, 90s comic stuff. I asked if they were vintage, and he said they were from recent Kickstarters. I had brought my vintage Tank Girl t-shirt. And it was kind of Teenage Fan Club because it's a Tank Girl wearing a Teenage Fan Club t-shirt. And then I was like, Roberts can probably tell you who Teenage Fan Club is. It's just the best look. The best look. But yeah, that was great getting some sketchbooks from him and getting his pinup books, which that's super fun that he does that.
Oh, yes,
I got to reassure Bob Budiansky that issue 20 of Marvel, the Skids Car Wash issue, is just fine, and he does not need to worry that it should have been more politically correct.
It's not problematic.
No, he said he's not sure he would have done it like that today, and I'm like, no one I know thinks that it's anything but absolutely charming. Like,
it's fun.
Absolutely the correct level of racy. So
no, he contains his raciness to covers.
Yes. Yes.
Which I got to sign one. Yay.
It was, it hits just right, as they say.
Oh, we skipped out the cosplay contest. We did see some of it, like, schoolgirl Soundwave. There was somebody cosplaying as Heatwave. I got a picture.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like skipped out.
Rescue Bots Heatwave.
I skipped out as well, but the friends I was hanging out with got to attend it, and yeah, it was fun.
Yes. Oh, and there's a whirl puppet.
Yes.
Yeah, that was neat, like a marionette.
Marionette. It's like maybe it's making robot marionettes out of cardboard. It's like, oh, that's an idea for next time. Because a stupid idea I had was like getting a Kermit puppet, like if we went to a panel and using that. And then we did end up going on a panel. But
not using the puppet.
I didn't have a puppet because I didn't bring it.
So yeah, on Sunday, the folks from the Children of Primus group, they have a presentation on the Mystery of Convoy video game, which was a Japanese exclusive Famicom game, which I remember one of the earlier BotCons I went to, I want to say it was 96, someone brought a Famicom and brought that game out for people to try it. And the general consensus was this game is terrible.
Yeah, because it's in the era of Nintendo hard when, like, games were designed as quarter munchers, even if they were home consoles. But somehow this one's even harder?
I mean, it's...
Like, famously difficult?
Basically,
it's
like, shovelware.
Weird.
They weren't trying kinda, that hard to make a game.
Well, it's a step above that, like, E.T. the game. Like, it's playable, it's just ridiculously difficult.
It's only one step
and
above.
A little glitchy.
Which makes me wonder, why did it get so many re-releases?
I don't know.
Or at least
just
two.
Probably because it was Transformers.
It was on the Switch at some point and then got pulled.
Was it?
It was on...
I think it was on... Or the Wii U store or something.
It was on the Wii. It was the Wii Virtual Console. Wii.
I didn't know
it was on
that.
One of those, and then just, like, it was up for a bit. It's like, no. And people complained too much.
And then it was part of the Q Transformers mobile game or something like that.
Yes. So, yeah, that is. They're doing a ROM hack of that to make it more playable. Lots of quality of life stuff, actually giving you a health bar.
Like a life bar, shields.
Yeah, that is Decepticitty.com to get updates on that. There's not a lot of information about it up there currently. But they do have a physical release planned for those of us like me who have NES consoles hooked up to CRTs just in our home.
So was he the guy who had Lana, the actual kitty?
Yes.
Okay.
Kitty cat. Yes, there was a kitty cat. Oh my god, there was a kitty cat.
Yeah, Mike.
She had things to say in one of the panels. And it was
fine.
She
was adorable.
She was a kitty cat. She's very pretty. Apparently, at one of the previous conventions, she caught a mouse.
Good kitty.
Yes.
Unless that was some poor kid's pet.
Probably not.
Probably
just
not.
Working hard. Vangelis and Aaron Smith had a panel about the Transformers news of 2003, which is a live stream that they've been doing.
Yes, it's such a weird title for a podcast, or stream that they just randomly did, but it's like, no, they went to, like, TFW 2005. The news archives go back to 2003.
Yep.
They just started there.
Yeah. And that did have all the fun Orson's World stuff with
Orson's
with Aaron
World.
Saying, no.
And a very specific joke that's aimed at people my age. Bionicle.
Oh, multiple jokes, but Bionicle, yes.
Bionicle?
My uncle.
No. Just Aaron. Just no.
Oh.
I remember 2003.
And then we heard about a guy buying a CD off of...
Yes. Like, was it the lead singer of Energy?
Yes.
Like, started a new band in 2003.
I think that was the year that he, like, or maybe the year after, he wanted to be a guest at BotCon or OTFCC, and Glenn was like, you're welcome to get a table.
But the payoff for that story doesn't happen until Monday.
Yeah, I know, it comes back, but yes, the page was still there. Only a few things were working, including the ability to buy a CD, and someone got a tracking number.
Well, hey, it's not
at
bad.
At some point.
Yeah?
That's something's actually still working there.
And then another panel was like the history of Generation 2.
Yes. Which started with Wing is punishing. His Gatling gun is illin.
Which started with a clip of Aaron Archer and then led into what even is G2, which was basically the entire panel.
Yeah, that's, I mean, goodness knows there was a long time on eBay when people would just post anything from the movie on under Generation 2. I really liked how Aaron said that he lived through Generation 2 like it was 9/11. I lived through Generation 2.
Wow.
He did heave a heavy sigh in that clip, yeah.
But apparently Generation 2 did so poorly that it was like something they used to...
It was also just like way shorter than I thought. It's like barely 2 years.
It's like 3 years.
Two and a half.
A good chunk of my high school years.
They were trying to reintroduce Transformers because it was still doing well in Europe, just not in North America. And it didn't do well, so they went Beast Wars, if I understand correctly.
Beasties!
Hey, I'm the Canadian here. That's my joke.
So yeah, they did that. We had... there was a panel by Goober that I'm sure was really good, but it was last call in the dealer room, and I had to go spend the last of my Canada dollars. Oh. Buy some GoBots. I got a Zod. I haven't tested him yet because I need to go somewhere that has C batteries. Because who even has C batteries?
Yeah, I think last time I had to get bigger batteries, there were D's or something.
I like that Jim Sorensen also got a Zod. So we were, just completely independent of each other. We just ran into each other and were like, look what I got.
It's like, oh, there's Zod. I got one.
Yeah, I saw someone else with a bunch of GoBots.
Yeah, there was a whole bin of them, and they were going pretty cheap, and I think somebody, like, towards the end of Sunday, cherry-picked a whole lot of good stuff out of there.
I got a Phytor. I think I was talking to them afterwards.
Yeah, they were in the lobby.
Yeah.
And then we got to do the podcaster roundtable.
Yay, which we fell backwards into.
Welcome to being on a panel!
Yay. It was reasonably easy since there was like 9 of us all crammed up there.
Yeah, it went really smoothly. I think Vangelis is really good at hosting that. I was at 2019, it was hosted by the young folks of Steel City Bots, who were like 19 and made me feel incredibly old. But yeah, it went really smooth, and it's a lot of fun being on a panel.
Other than a couple questions I didn't have an answer to, and I had to follow you once with the best answer. Which one of your toys would you like grab first if your house was on fire?
Oh no.
And Jen cheated by not mentioning a toy, but instead going for the High Noon text, the first appearance of Death's Head.
Yes. It's and great because like, it's a whole self-contained little story. Bug bite. Yeah, it's fun getting to be on panels, I say, as somebody who just gets invited to be on panels. And has since, like, 1995.
Yeah, that was fun. I don't want to do that again.
And then, lots of hanging out afterwards. There's always so much hanging out. Just chilling out with people, and I really liked, you know, how much the artists and some of the guests just hung out in the bar.
Someone was doing a Magic the Gathering Commander game, and Andrew Griffith just walks by and goes like, oh, hey, I did the art on those cards. And then just walks off.
That was so cool.
Yeah, he did the art on the RC and... I forget what the other one was.
Was it the Optimus or was it the Starscream?
I don't remember. Oh, yeah, maybe it was the SG Starscream.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
So
I think it's attributed on the wiki.
I needed to hit the road as early as possible on Monday, because I had a whole bunch of cats to get back to. So y'all got to do fun things on Monday.
Yeah, we got to close out mostly the con on just, Monday, as it were.
Yeah, we had to get some mailing tubes for the art prints we got.
Yeah.
And it rained.
It was an adventure. Yeah, it rained right as we went out to go get the tubes and had to go to three different places to finally actually find mailer tubes.
And I was
I
the
heard
one
there was flooding.
Yes.
That might have been afterwards.
It might have been like flood Tuesday. Monday and flooded Tuesday.
Hmm. That's not great. Poor Toronto.
My flight home got delayed by an hour because of the storms, and my luggage didn't get there until Wednesday.
Oh. Ooh. I didn't realize that part.
That's not good. That's no fun.
At least it did get there.
Yeah, no, it arrived safely. It just...
So, I'm gonna throw a question at everybody. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite thing you got?
I mean, the Alex Milne art print is definitely near the top.
Yeah.
I can't just say all the rescue bots I got, because that's pretty much my answer. But aside from them, I'm not really... Wait, let me look at the video I took of all my stuff again. So I'm probably forgetting something. But actually, yeah, probably it is just the rescue bots, because I wanted to find some rescue bots there, and I found a bunch. I have all the main cast, except Heatwave now, and two Optimuses.
For me, it's... either a toss-up between the Armada Megatron and the Vintage Hot Rod, because both of those have stories attached to how I got them. One being from the charity auction, and the other one being the silent auction that we were not there when the winners were declared.
Yes. Oopsie.
Jen?
You know, mine would probably be the Headmaster's DVD set. I already got that hooked up to the CRT and was rewatching Life Can Be Sacrificed for Peace on Earth before I headed to work earlier today.
Well,
so I got a lot of fun stuff, but I think that's probably the highlight.
Can life be sacrificed for peace on Earth?
Will Scorponok return? Of course he will.
Of course. He's too popular.
I do have that episode up on YouTube, but I think someone else has gone through and actually done AI upscaling on the entire series, which is a lot of computational power to dedicate to that show, but good on them.
Oh yeah, I did eventually find all my stickers and keychains and things.
I did at one point on Sunday morning, I was realizing that I had... most of my stuff I had gotten was third-party Decepticons, so I needed to balance that out with some first-party Autobots. So I got a really good deal on the Power of the Primes Rodimus Prime.
If I did the math again after I got more stuff. No, I think I got way more Decepticons.
That is a pretty fun, chunky toy.
It can transform into both Hot Rod and Rodimus, like the original masterpiece.
Yeah.
Or, no, wait.
Which I also have, but...
either I got more Decepticons, or if I count all the rescue bots, I think it evens out.
And the one exclusive I did pick up for myself, because I picked up a couple of them for Dawn, but I picked up a Lunasite for myself. So I haven't gotten to play with her a whole lot, but she seems really good. She's real solid. There's some diecast in there. And those treads, the little plastic... like scale treads are super fun to just fiddle with.
Yeah, I had a fairly small haul myself, but hey, two Autobots, two Decepticons, some art prints, a bunch of pins, and some and hot motor oil, of course.
Yes. I got volume 1 and 2, and those are apparently he's discontinuing those now. So
yeah, and the 2000. or 2023 sketchbook, I think he was retiring also.
Mm-hmm. Dang. Dang.
Yeah, that's why I got the 2023 instead of 2024.
I wouldn't have been able to buy nearly so much stuff without the room sale. I made around 600 Canadian. Which was definitely not money that could have been converted to American dollars and then used for responsible things. That was clearly money that was only for use at the convention and possibly at, like, A&W down the street. But definitely mostly just for the convention.
Oh, don't forget the cursed Burger King.
Yeah, Burger King in Canada is much like Burger King's anywhere else in that it's got strong abandoned mall vibes. Like, it's a dead mall in Burger King.
Yeah, it does, go on.
It doesn't help that the sunlight came in through the windows at just the right angle to make it look like a faded photograph.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was sepia. Very liminal space.
Which was really bad because there was a big convention going on right down the street and it should have been doing better, but it did not.
We went there Sunday. Yeah, it should have been somebody there. I don't know where everybody was eating because, like, there's like almost nobody at the A&W either.
Well, I know the Subway was apparently somewhat popular. That was on the way to where the Slurpees were.
I have learned from other conventions, never go to the Subway. Because Subway is usually like one of the closest things to most cons, and everyone just walks there.
I have learned to just pack sandwich fixins and make a sandwich.
That was good.
And keep it in my backpack and just eat it at a panel. It's fine. As long as you don't make a mess, nobody's got a problem. Take mustard. It's good stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was really good to get back to it. It has been way too long. I didn't go to any of the ones last year. My last one was TFCon in 2019. I kind of almost wish that maybe I had just gone to TFCons instead of going to all those fun PubBuck cons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like the fan vibes.
Yeah. This is just my first convention in general, and with how David's described it as one of the best he's ever been to, I'm just like, it's all downhill from here.
First con, best con.
Sorry. Yeah, nothing else is ever going to have that.
Just means you have to go to the next one.
Transformers conventions are special. Transformers conventions are a lot more communal than any other convention you're going to go to. And, you know, I've been to Comic-Cons and Anime-Cons and Gaming-Cons.
Godzilla conventions were close. Because that's, again, very small, very niche.
But also, I swear, if one more person came in that room sale asking if I was the trickster, I was just going to, like, my head was going to get too big for my shoulders and fall off. It's too good for my ego. Much too good for my ego. See, I warned David that everybody there knows me.
I mean, I figured that you were going to cons for so long. It's just, it was even more than that.
I'm glad you did, because that gave me some inroads to actually meet people instead of just be a shy bean wallflower.
Yes, because Jen was very much a social butterfly.
You cannot be a wallflower and stick around me, or I will just, like, run off somewhere else. You're gonna meet everybody. It's gonna be fun. You're gonna have fun. I think that's all I really have to say about it. I think David and I may have a discussion of Iron Factory Breast Force later.
Yeah.
On our next episode.
Possibly when we fiddled with them some more. I like the construction. It's decent. Mm-hmm. There are some weird things.
Are these your first Iron Factory toys?
They're my first little guys. Who the hell made the other things I got? The one I got an art print of. Oh, what's his name? Why am I blanking?
Because it's super late.
Trying to look up who made the goddamn things. Okay, let me just go in the other room and find the box.
He can edit this out. Or not.
We'll see. Oh, I never finished off the story about the NRG.
Oh, yeah. About the CD.
On Monday, a televangelist got a notification in his Discord. The CD arrived. Signed.
That was fast.
Yeah.
That is wild. I almost kind of want one, but...
Yeah, you'll have to go listen to him if you want the full story, though, because I barely remember it.
Causality, Flame Bats. Oh, Fans Project.
Okay. So, yeah.
It seems like similar construction to those guys, and I do like that these guys are just tiny.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how I feel about their approach to combiners, but...
Yes?
That can be a whole discussion for a whole nother episode, because yes.
We are running long.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, this is a long-form news podcast, but it's we've had longer podcasts, but yes, I have to edit this and get it out, so, yeah.
We haven't done 18 hours talking about Madeline Pryor, so there's still more ambitious projects.
There's still time.
More ambitious projects out there on the internet. Yeah, it was really good meeting everybody and seeing everybody again and seeing people who I had only really seen online and, you know, meeting new people. And it was really
wonderful.
Good for me. I'm really glad I went. It was, I think, kind of what I needed.
Batteries have been recharged.
I really want to go again.
Well, there's Baltimore.
Yeah, pretty much we're definitely going next year. Baltimore is...
I am probably going to go to Baltimore because it's only a couple hours for me. It's actually
Also, didn't you already get a room?
Yeah, but, you know, that can be provisional.
I mean, I guess you can cancel, yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go to Baltimore just because the travel investment is a lot smaller. So I don't have to worry about quite as much dealing with the cats.
Did we say Monday, the last night, it was like just a handful of us closing out the con?
Yeah, Jim Sorensen, Televangelist, and a few other guys.
Televangelists? Not Televangelists. Decepticitty, and yeah, and some other people.
Yeah.
Good.
Sans Kitty.
And there was a cat. Most importantly, there was a cat. She was very pretty.
Love Lana.
She's a pretty little girl.
And now, thanks to this convention, other than buying many Transformers, I have now, after 20 years, finally gotten into Magic the Gathering.
Oh no!
So
you've actually figured out how to play and stuff?
No.
I haven't actually played the arena demo, so no. But it makes more sense than it did, like, nearly 20 years ago when I was trying to read the instructions and watch people play. And I knew how to play Yu-Gi-Oh! Then, but it didn't make sense. It's like, what the fuck are you doing with the Magic game? I don't get it. There's so few life points. What's with the 3/3 on a card? How many stars is this character?
You know, star number.
Where's your trap cards?
In your hand.
All right. Anything else to wrap up?
No, great con. We're going back next year. I maybe I'll go to Baltimore. I don't know. I'm iffy on that right now.
Think about it. I got a room.
Yeah.
Well, I got a room for Friday and Saturday. Which is fine with a 2-hour drive, but maybe not with a 6-hour drive.
No. Well, I think ideally it would be like 5 or 5.5, but who knows?
All right. Well, I think that is an episode. Anything else to add from our special guest host?
Do not perceive me, please. Help.
I'm gonna hide. All right, so that's it. Do a quick little rundown of the socials. I am Trickster everywhere, TRIXTER, because it's more Cybertronian. On Instagram, it's Autobot Trickster. Like when Hasbro can't get a trademark and they have to call him Autobot Jazz. And David?
I'm Strange 4, F-O-U-R, spelled out pretty much everywhere. I'm Retro Pizza, Twitter, Instagram, I think. Yes, Instagram, that's also my thing. I should use that more, at least to post pictures of toys and cats.
Same.
Once my brain has, like, gotten back to normal after the convention and I have time.
Rose, yeah. Anywhere you want people to perceive you on the socials?
Or just
not
no perception.
Really?
No.
I'm kind of shy about that stuff. But if you're on our Discord, well, David's Discord.
Well, our Discord.
Yeah, if you're there, you'll probably find me, at least on movie nights.
That is iaconunderground.net. We've got a link right over on the left-hand side of the page for our Discord. Feel free to come on by.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that is it for this week. So next time, I think we're probably going to have a lot of San Diego Comic-Con news to talk about.
Yeah, and reviews of toys we got at the convention.
Yep. So until then...
Aside from, wow, rescue bots are really easy to transform. I love them.
They are, because they got to be for little kids. Anyway.
Yeah, they're one step, basically. Oh, that's great. Anyway.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.